Recently, I was up by the Sutter Buttes on the Colusa Highway when I noticed one of those historical markers placed by the clampers. I always check those markers. You learn amazing things. For instance, I once learned that the bandit Joaquin Marietta did not die at the intersection of Highway 198 and Doris Road near Kalinga. I'm still wondering why there's a marker for that. But that's the clampers for you, and that's why I always read their signs. So I stopped to read the sign on the Colusa Highway and learned that this was the exact birthplace of Thompson seedless grapes. It happened in 1872. An English farmer had settled on this spot. He sent east for grape cuttings and ended up with three of the Lady de Coverley variety. Only one of the cuttings survived, and it grew into a strong vine. The farmer planted cuttings from that vine and established a substantial vineyard. Eventually, he began selling the grapes and the cuttings in Marysville, and since the farmer's name is William Thompson, people began referring to him as Thompson's Seedless Grapes. An entire industry sprung from that field, with Thompson's Seedless, or Lady de Coverley, forming the basic grape for wine and raisins in California. I looked around in new appreciation, and here's some irony for you. That grape vineyard had been replaced by a new almond orchard. It's history in motion, one successful crop replaced by another. I love the history we have here in California, and some of the Western views I've recorded feature that history. I've started posting some of my commentaries on a blog, and if you'd like to revisit some of them, or to listen or to read again, come visit www.therealwesternview.com. And if you have a question, comment, or suggestion about the Western View, I'd like to hear it. Please email me, len@lenwilcox.com. And that's the Western View from Agnet West.